Emily Rodder's Raven Hill Mysteries, The Ghost of Raven Hill. Written by Emily Rodder and read by Rebecca McCauley. A tall man in a suit came through from the outer office. This must be Terry Big. I frowned as Miss Moss ushered him into Mr. Zimmer's room. How could he destroy the Glen just to make money?
Zim!
We heard him call as he went in.
How?
The door shut, cutting off the rest of his words. Off you go, then! Snapped Miss Moss, glaring at us. She went back into the front office and firmly shut that door too. We were alone in the dark corridor.
Psst!
The hiss nearly made us jump out of our skins. With a creak, a door in the wood-panelled wall opened and Elmo's curly head peeped out. He beckoned.
In here.
He breathed
quietly.
We crowded into the small, dark space. It was a cupboard, full of brooms, mops and buckets. It was built so cleverly into the wall that none of us had had any idea it was there.
What?
Began Rochelle.
Listen,
hissed Elmo savagely.
Don't talk.
Rochelle sighed and fell silent. Even she wasn't going to argue with Elmo in this mood. There were voices coming through the wall from Mr. Zimmer's office next door. Elmo put his ear to the panelling to hear more clearly, and Nick immediately did the same. Eavesdropping was second nature to Nick. He was the most curious person I knew, although Mrs. Cakely looked as if she'd come close. I sniffed. I disapproved of this snooping. But when I heard Elmo's muffled gasp and felt Nick's arm tense as he pressed his ear even harder against the wall, I changed my mind. I couldn't bear not to be in on the secret. And in a way, I reasoned guiltily, the more we knew about the pen's problems, the easier it would be to help. I wasted no more time, but pressed my ear to the wall right alongside Nick.